I'm Mihaela Blenda, a program manager on the SQL Server team. In this video, I'm going to talk about why you should run your SQL Server workloads in Azure VMs. I'm going to start with a few of the advantages of running SQL Server in Azure and what are the latest enhancements there. Then I will show you how to bootstrap a VM using one of the built-in images available for you today on Azure Marketplace. After a little bit more than just 1 year, a new release of SQL Server is now available on obviously Windows, and for the first time ever on other platforms like Linux and Docker. This release will enable you to run Linux applications on the database with industry-leading performance for all your workloads. On top of being a performant and reliable software, SQL Server offers an industry-leading security toolkit that enables you to protect sensitive data and meet the most stringent compliance requirements. For example, SQL Server is the only RDBMS with a client-side encryption capability built in with Always Encrypted. SQL Server is the only commercial database with AI built in. The intelligent database automatically improves query performance with adaptive query processing, and it enables you to build intelligent apps using scalable and highly parallelized R and Python. At a fraction of the cost of other database systems, you can find new relationships through storing and querying graph data and can get rich insights on any device to help your team make better business decisions and faster. In addition to in-memory across all these workloads, we can also deliver these capabilities with a consistent experience, both on-premises and cloud, across all editions with common development and management tools and common T-SQL surface area. Our goal is to provide you with a great experience with data no matter where you choose to implement it. And all these capabilities and principles apply to SQL Server running in Azure VMs as well. In terms of the deployment options that you have, Azure Gallery offers you a broad range of SQL Server built-in images on both Windows and Linux, all SKUs covering all versions starting with SQL Server 2008 R2 onwards, including the latest SQL Server version we've just released, SQL Server 2017. These images are constantly refreshed with latest security and other OS patches, as well as latest updates for SQL Server. One thing to highlight is that Azure is the only cloud that offers developer's queue to get you started on your development or testing environment at no cost from SQL Server perspective. In terms of VM sizes, you have multiple options as well. These include options for CPU-intensive workloads with the G-series VMs or memory-optimized VMs with M-series for workloads that use in-memory or column store capabilities. As I was mentioning earlier, one of our goals is to enable consistent experience for SQL Server users, irrespective where they choose to run their database, on-premises, on-PaaS service like SQLDB, or infrastructure as a service. Users can leverage the same capabilities. This consistency will enable you to develop once and deploy anywhere you choose to. Once you completed the development process and you are ready to run your application in production, with SQL VM, you can leverage the platform to scale out your application for read workloads. Or you can run in a hybrid configuration with an availability group replica configured in Azure for cost-efficient DR solution. We also provide automatic configuration options that allow you to set up your automatic backup cycle, optimize your storage configuration for the type of workload you are running, schedule maintenance windows or automatic shutdown options. This is especially useful in a dev test type environment when you would like to avoid unnecessary costs by shutting down the VM when not in use to avoid billing. Another important aspect when you run your application in the cloud is security. In Azure, we have multiple layers of security, from physical to infrastructure with virtual networks isolation, storage encryption, and authentication via strong keys, to industry security certification that Azure complies with. And finally, application level security enabled by SQL Server capabilities like auto-patching, encryption, authentication options, and new features like always encrypted data masking or row level security. All this while enabling you to save from cost perspective with flexible licensing options and not worry about the overhead of managing your infrastructure. In addition to a comprehensive set of features and flexibility of the programming languages, customers need flexibility when it comes to the choice of underlying infrastructure as well. This includes both the underlying OS as well as the platform. That is why we ensure that with SQL Server 2017 general availability, all SQL Server images on Linux and Windows were also available on Azure Marketplace. Also, latest versions of the most popular VM sizes include options which constrain the vCPU count to 1/2 or 1/4 of the original VM size. These are ideal for database workloads that are not CPU intensive, but need to maintain the same memory, storage, and I/O bandwidth characteristics. With these new size options, the licensing charge for SQL Server will be constrained to the new vCPU count, resulting in maximization of available resources at a fraction of the per-core licensing cost for SQL Server. Finally, Azure customers can now build out increased resiliency by using availability zones. This new capability is a step forward in providing customers with solutions to support the most demanding mission-critical workloads. Let's see how easy it is to bootstrap a SQL Server virtual machine in Azure. So let's go to Azure portal and start the workflow to provision our VM. So we're gonna click on create a new resource. And let's filter here with SQL 2017 and also developer because we wanna provision a VM with a developer SKU. So as I was telling you earlier, we have all the distribution of Linux as well as Windows Server images. We're gonna pick Red Hat this time. We're gonna hit Create. And the portal now will guide us through the workflow to provision the VM. So first, we're just gonna provide the name. So we're just gonna call it Demo VM, and username to connect to the VM later, and password. And we're gonna put it in a new resource group, demo.rg, and click next. We're gonna choose the size of the VM. Again, a lot of options here, including this database optimized sizes for workloads that are not CPU intensive, and I'm gonna show you how they look like in Portal. So, for example, let's see. Like this GS4 standard with 16 vCPUs, and then you have GS4-8 standard with just 8 CPUs. So something like that you're gonna see when you want this database optimized sizes. We're gonna just choose this one for now. Next, a lot of other options for configuring your VM in terms of networking, extensions, auto shutdown option, monitoring, and so on. We're just gonna make sure that we open 1433 so we can connect later outside of Azure. My client machine is not in Azure, so I'm just gonna open this already pre-configured MS SQL inbound rule for port 1433. Okay, and why not? We're just gonna enable this auto shutdown to shut down my VM after the demo, for example, is done.
And now we're going to have the summary page loading and hit create. Okay, so now that we have the VM created, just let's connect to it. And in order to complete the configuration, to complete this setup, we're going to SSH into it using Cloud Shell. So we have a new session open. So let's just SSH using the user that we provision when we configure the VM and the public IP for the VM. Provide the password. And all we have to do is to open 1433 for within the VM as well. So let's just call the command to open up the port. So zone public. And add port 1433. Right, and then just refresh the firewall rules. Okay. And when we build this image of the VM, we configure SQL Server using a random secure password, but now we need to set a new password so we know it, and we're gonna be able to connect to SQL Server after that. So we're just gonna stop SQL Server. Right, and using MS equals conf tool, we're gonna set a new password. So we're just gonna do call the MS equal conf with SA, set SA password. All right, we're gonna put in a new password. And just have to start SQL Server back. So let's see if SQL Server is running now. So now SQL Server, as I was mentioning, SQL Server is running. Let's use one of our client tools to connect to it. In this case, I'm gonna use SQL Operations Studios. So I'm gonna provide the IP that I of the VM, and then with SQL username and password, right? So I connected. Let's create a new database. So the query completed, I'm all ready to go. Now, easily get started today in minutes with a Linux or Windows-based SQL Server VM. Choose your edition, including our free developer edition for development or testing scenarios, or Express Edition for lightweight workloads. And learn more by reading the SQL Server documentation or visiting our product page for more resources. Thank you for watching this video. I hope you find it useful.